Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Milad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and I'm surely honored to be able to do so. Well, we all know these things are happening, and we don't know why they are happening. There's things that's disturbing a lot of people. You can't even go out to your home. But in the state of New Jersey, brothers and sisters, you know after 5 o'clock, you are told to stay in, not to come out until 8 in the morning. Is it 8 in the morning? I believe so. Or is it 5 o'clock in the morning? No, they say stay in anytime after 5. You shouldn't be out. And you should come out early in the morning and do what you have to do, or stay in. And that's amazing that this thing is happening all over the world. If it's just happening here, that's amazing. You ever come outside your house? I lived in the projects. And you come outside of the projects and you be in the area where we play, it wasn't raining. But if you had to go to the store and went on the other side of the building, it wasn't raining. That used to puzzle me at 6 years old, 7 years old. How could it rain and you only go and it's not raining? But I didn't think anything of it. As I grew to understand, Allah wills, and He allows us. He gives us permission to do anything we choose to do. So that was bothering me as a youngster. So if God can rain on one side of the building and walk 10 yards around the building and it's not raining, it's amazing. But that's the will of God. I didn't know that. I couldn't have told you that when I was young. And down the road elsewhere, and they said, well, it wasn't raining here. It wasn't snowing up here. It wasn't snowing down there. So God is in charge of everything. Now, let's think about it. This virus that everyone is catching, pretty much, but it's happening in America. All parts of America, it is happening. So guess what? America is shut. Now, I like baseball, and I'm not a fanatic. But you can't even watch baseball. You can't even watch basketball. Now, basketball is ended up being the championship, but you can't watch it. You can't even watch hockey. My God, what's going on? Why is this happening in America? But put America aside. Is it happening in Italy? Italy is shut down. The whole country is shut down. Is it happening in China? Are you reading? It is happening in China. China has shut their whole country. You know how big China is? Where else is it happening? It's happening all over the world. So just like you have to stay home, they have to stay home. What about us going out and praying? 85% of the religious houses are shut down, including in El Islam. Shouldn't be in a crowd of people. One can get in, everybody got it. It could be on your clothes. You can go and sit on a stool in a restaurant and catch it and carry it home. So you got to wash them clothes. Oh, we're not going to do all of that because we don't understand. So they tell you to wash your hands. You got some doctors say wash your hands 4 or 5 times. Be consistent. Wash your hands. Don't touch the knob of the door. Don't touch the knob of your door. Now you say, well, nobody opened my door but my children, but your children could have it. and just gave it to everybody else. They ask you to wipe down the seat if you go in the restaurant. Well, you don't have to worry about that because there are no restaurants open. They closed down. What about going in the supermarket? There are a lot of people trying to get some food. But guess what? You'll find out there's no food. There's no food. You got to come back early in the morning if you want some food. You can't even get on a plane. Your children be at home. You're going to babysit them. You do. Or you going to hire a babysitter. I don't know if you got a job to go to. So the government is trying to put together a great deal of money so he can pay you all money so you can survive. Now, you really think in your mind that our government is trying to help the minorities to be able to survive? I don't think so. Bad to give it to the people that looks like them, you know, like their uncles, their aunts, their cousins. So they got to make it look good so you don't complain. But I'm ready to see that budget because they are bailing out the automobile dealership. They are bailing out the banks. They are bailing out major corporations. Now, they have made billions. Why would they need to be bailed out? So they'll give them billions, under them millions, and those under them thousands, and they'll give you a few dollars. They figured you was on welfare before. You can deal with it. So you'll get $500, $600, $700. A lot of money when somebody's giving you something and you're working. But you're not working. There's no income. How are you going to survive? So they got a new thing now. For all the creditors, give you 2 months. Now they moved it to 3 months. Now they move it to 4 months. So they're saying this is going to go at least 4 months. 4 months? Isn't that amazing? You never thought this would happen, did you? And brothers and sisters, let me say this to you. Communication is everything. I thank you all for coming on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, where I speak. I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And it gives me great privilege, and I am highly to do so because I get what we call in Al-Islam barakat, meaning blessing. You know what blessings is? I try to teach it to my children. Blessing is giving charity. And I know my children say to me, well, Dad, I take care of my wife. I tell God that in the final day of justice. And his answer is going to be to you. Didn't I give you a beautiful wife, put them together? Because nothing can happen without the will of God, not a leaf fall from the tree without the will of God. We make whoopies, but we don't make babies. Only Allah makes babies. And he chooses who's going to have a child, who isn't going to have a child. You see, when they made those gadgets for you women to have sex whenever you want, but you can't get pregnant, it says it's not guaranteed. So what they did is use that they know you cannot get pregnant unless God will. So they give you advice and make you think that you're protecting yourself. But they say it ain't 100%. It's not 100%. Why? Because they're not God. It has flaws. And God wills what he chooses. Man can't stop that. But in your mind, you believe it is. Some of you got pregnant, and some of y'all did not. So you felt, oh, I'm not going to be pregnant because, why? I'm taking all these gadgets and these pills and various different things that stop it. And any one of my child comes here deformed or with some kind of messed up gadget that you don't use in yourself that affected the baby. Can't get that to God. No, you cannot. What you drink, your alcohol, the reefer you smoke, the drugs you smoke. I know the reefer you say. And you heard it here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Quran speaks that the reefer today is the number one killer of the African Americans. What is it attacking? Your brain. Oh, you're going to be messed up 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Now, it's simple mathematics because I ask questions. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but I go to the scientists and say, tell me about this reefer. Because I had an opportunity to be a part of it. Yes, I thought it was good. It helps dementia, it helps seizures, it helps severe headaches. It does, if you use it properly. Who is saying, let the black man use it properly? Who's there defining what dose you should take? You see, even when they were selling reefer, I used to hear a reefer smoker say, man, it's some bad reefer. Why? It's not getting them high. Why? Because whoever sold it to them cut it down. They cut it down so you got a weak batch. It doesn't do nothing for you. They don't talk about the drugs. If you shoot in your vein, it comes to you pure, but they cut it up. 5 different ways they cut it up. So now it's weak. A whole lot of it to stay high, but it's now tearing up your organs. Same way they did with crack. They have some new thing called wet and dip. I didn't even know what that meant. So they take a cigar and they wet it with embalming fluid. Oh, that gets you a high. It makes the woman freakish. She hollered on mine. Man, she wakes up wondering why she was in the bed with 4 men. She was out of her mind. Now, you know, if she was in her right state of mind, she wouldn't have done that. They do it with alcohol. How did you end up in the bed with 2 men? I was drunk. Yeah, you're drunk out of your mind. See, the brain is a gift, brothers and sisters, but we don't know that. But Satan does. That's why it is said in Revelation that the number one trick that deceives the human being is intoxication. We call it wine. Do you out of your mind? And some of those drugs and some of that stuff that you take to space you out, you're in la la land. And some of y'all can't come back. Then you're down in the ghetto, in the gutter. Yes, well, now it's happening in their neighborhood. White folks is out of their mind. When they get high, they just stone out of their mind. They kill themselves, jump off a building, run a car off the cliff. They just do everything. But they keep it a secret. Black man just did such and such. They don't call you a nigga no more. Oh, they will call you that when they want to. Did you not know while we worrying about all these things that's happened, that a young girl was at the convention. I believe it was a convention because it was in Florida. I think it was Miami. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I think it was Miami or I don't know, but it was in Florida. And NAACP had their convention, I assume that was their convention, and kind of weapon for a black vacation for hundreds of African Americans. They scared of you. No, they don't use those weapons. Those weapons are given them from the military in case. So they got to bring it out sometime. Now, I never saw this kind of weapon. But let me tell you what just happened. So what happened? They was there and they was having fun and they heard a shot. Everybody started running away from where they heard the shot. And this girl was running and this officer was chasing somebody, a Caucasian, and they clashed. Bam! he was so embarrassed that she almost knocked him down, but she had to fall because he looked like the front line of the Green Bay Packers. And she was a small woman. Bam! Ran into her. She went down. He stumbled. He didn't like to be stumbled. So he pushed her. Boom! To the ground. And because he catch who he was chasing, he turned around and grabbed her by the neck on the ground and was choking her. I mean, literally choking her. Now, there's some people out there, a diabolical black man will choke a woman. And we accept it. Oh, hell no. We accept it. You put your hand anywhere on a female. Ah, yes, it came to me. I had no clue that that happened. Now, it had calmed down. But there's no way you can't tell me that you didn't know what you was doing. If you didn't know what you were doing, you was high. You wasn't in your right state of mind. So what is you being in the religion coming around upset that you didn't know you was hurting another woman? But then when you go check the background, that's what they always say, go and check first. Go and find out. That's what they do to us. Check what he did 5 years ago, what he did 10 years ago, and you'll find out it's repeated over and over and over again. Now, you're in jail for a long time. You're there for a reason. Now, some is there because of trumped up charges. One just went to the electric chair. Why? Because he didn't do it, but they had to blame it on somebody. So I'm not talking about the exception to the rule. I'm talking about why are you in prison? There's a reason. There's always a reason. And sometimes we got bad habits. 80, 300. Big man. Little bitty woman choking. And then the people start coming, what are you doing? What are you doing? Here come no machine guns. They pulled them out. These weren't pistols. These looked like something that they hit you with. You dead or they'll destroy you forever. So people had to back up when they saw that. And then they handcuffed her. And then lied and said that she kicked him. She couldn't have kicked him. It was on camera. That's how I saw it. But we messed up on we can't go to work. But the hell with our women. The hell with what they're doing. No, you don't have a voice. But there's 40 million of us. We can roar like a lion. You ever see a lion? Why, he's the king of the jungle. He digs a hole, and he puts his head down the hole, and he roars, and the earth shakes, letting you know this is my land. Ah, we got a little kitty cats. They can do nothing but say, meow. Now, we're supposed to be greater than any animal. Hell, sometimes you might as well act like you are an animal. Especially you put your hands on our female. So this just happened. And they're trying to fake it out. But yet they don't get charged with false allegations. And it costs the taxpayer money to try that case. Now I hope, because them boys are good lawyers with the NAACP. The NAACP is very sharp. I hope they know the law to be able to bring some justice so this don't happen to no other female. But this disease got you all messed up. Did I say, and you will never hear me say, do not under any circumstances, in fact, that you take a step, God will take two. But it seems like for some strange reason, we're not taking a step. But we allow these things that occur, and we don't address it at all. But until the day you begin to address it, then Allah will help you. This is for everyone. Now, after they tell you all the things you need to do to clean your hands, upon myself this evening as well as this morning, to see if they're going to tell you what needs to be told. Not one. They didn't tell you how to protect your organs. They didn't tell you why you can move around if you were able to take the right vitamins. Did you not know, brothers and sisters, that the vitamins of vitamin C, a lot of the countries because of the Cuban doctors. Now you got people buying up. You know, we might need this for 4 or 5 months. No, they buying it like it's going to be around for 5 or 6 years. And so one called me and said, Rod, they buying this stuff up like it's candy. I said, what's that? Vitamin C. I said, so they're going to sell it to you. And the price is going to go up. Yes, they're going to sell it to you because you're going to realize that that is the top vitamin to protect your organs so you don't be vulnerable. That's for children as well as adults. That's for men as well as female. You're a woman, you need vitamin C more than you need all that cleaning that you're doing. Are you cleaning your organs? Because that table, that chair, that knob, and anything else is not going to die with disease. Or you're going to spread it. But common sense says, forget the virus that people are catching. What about man or woman that goes to the bathroom and wipe themselves and then grab the knob, open the door, and something don't even wash their hands? And then if they do, they have to turn the water on. You ever thought about that? You see, I'm a realist. And I used to eat every other day, every 72 hours. Yes, I wouldn't eat. The less you eat, the longer you live. I believe that. So I was not crazy over what I ate. So I didn't have to eat out. I had to go to the bathroom out. It was amazing that the only time I really had to go to the bathroom because of my fasting is when I walked through the door and smelled the food. And when I smelled the food, it sent me to the bathroom before I eat. And boy, did I eat. But I couldn't gain a pound because why? I had 3 more days to digest it. Well, one of the real reasons I ate like that is because my wife was an excellent cooker. Oh, that MGT taught them well. Boy, could she cook. I didn't want no food outside the house. I used to get damn near cursed out by Yusuf Shah. He was upset with me because he used to be with Muhammad Ali, and he comes on some of the sets, but I'd be with Ali wherever he go. So everybody eating breakfast. I'm drinking hot tea. He said, why are you not eating today? You traveling and such. And I used to laugh. I mean, that's, I loved him. I didn't get upset with him. But I wasn't eating. And you know what, brothers and sisters? When you fast like that, your senses are so sharp. Boy, is you sharp. But sometimes you can be out of place because where everybody's not cold, you cold. You feel the chill. When people ain't too loud for you. You can hear a pin drop. You're so keen in your senses. Believe it helped me. Because when you're around the greatest of all times, Muhammad Ali, they come all, they so pretty. Ah, these women were so gorgeous, it's unbelievable. But I'm fasting. very difficult to disturb a man that is fasting. So none of that bothered me. But I always wore dark glasses. Now, I wore dark glasses because I wanted to see you, but you couldn't see me. But I could see you. And so my job was to protect his life. So I can see him over there. I can watch that one that I don't think is correct, and so forth and so on. So here come these beautiful women. I'm a man, capital M-A-N. You know how we think. But because I'm fasting, I was able to overcome my weakness. You say you weak for a female? Hell yeah, I'm weak for a female. But my morals was intact. So I have to give a credit to my fasting and understand I couldn't wait to go home because it's almost time to eat. And when you come home, boy, you're in paradise. You don't want to come out. So I was an introvert. Couldn't really be an introvert because I was around the greatest of all times, and they came. I mean, all the entertainers came, all the actors and actresses came. Everybody gravitated to Muhammad Ali. And guess what? Can he go in that bedroom? He says, Marat, nobody allowed him. No problem, champ. So you can imagine what those women had to convince me to let them see Muhammad Ali. I had the power. I had the power. Whoa, was that strength. I can say it today. Back then, it didn't mean nothing to me. It was like saying, here's a piece of pork. You eat that, and I'll give you $1 million. I ain't killing me. And you can't pull up your dress and drop it like it's hot. And then I catch a disease. And I go home to the woman I love. And it ain't happening. So I was very strong because of my way of eating. Do I eat like that now? No. I'm older and wiser. I know what to eat and what not to eat and when to eat and when not to eat. But I still got a problem. My men tell me that. The twins used to say, well, what are you going to eat? I said, good. But I'm so used to not eating. But we should eat. And one day I read about Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him. The Prophet said to one of his companions, why are you not eating? He said, I'm fasting like you, Rasuli, Prophet of God. He said, when the sun goes down, you must eat. God feeds me. Wow. I knew this. I'm not the prophet. I am not the prophet. So I'm fasting all them days. When the sun go down, you break your fast. So I begin to break my fast. And the only reason why I went back. So one day, I didn't just go back. I went to 48 hours in one day. In 24 hours, and then I would go back to 1 meal a day. The reason I was flying with my brother and a group of men to Bahamas Island, and we was on a small plane. I'm not used to a small plane, because the plane I was on with Ali was a big plane, and the plane was shaking like it was going to fall. I was upset. We didn't really die. And when we land, they said, well, you fear the plane? I don't fear death. I just said to myself, you want to die on an empty stomach? Oh, I was worried about it. Was my night to eat. And the plane going down. But it arrived safely. And I said, how important food is. It's not going to catch me with no empty stomach. And I started going back
That's my sense of humor. But I'm saying all that for a reason. We don't understand that God is in charge. And nobody wants to tell us the right things to do. And most of the men that are speaking, they tell you what they think. Now, I'm a little different. You see, I want to clear this up because I got a lot of texts that said, well, you don't believe in hadith. So I'm going to use this metaphor. I don't know what religion, I said, I like that. Can I quote that? They said, yes. They're not in our song. It could be a man from Judaism. Then I went into a Christian, a rabbi. I just left. Now I'm talking to a reverend. Or it could be male or female. Because why, it was pleasing to my nature. It could be a Jehovah's Witness. It could be a Seventh-day Adventist. If you say something that touches my nature, doesn't bother my nature, because your nature is Allah. Your intellectual mind is you. That's why Satan don't like us, because we have a right to make any decision we want. We got a right to be a devil. We got a right not to choose Allah. So when I hear something that I want to, even a word, if you use a word that means something, it's easy to say forever. But I heard a word that says in perpetuity. I said, what the world did that mean? And I found out it meant forever. I liked it. Put it in my contract. I own these rights in perpetuity. Forever. You see what the words do? Smokey Robinson used to say, let's play, well, you play in the word game. That's what you do. I say something, you say something. I say something, you say something. We play in the word game. But the most important thing is communication. The black man of America sold their communication. Why do you think they brought it up? So you don't know what's going on because you can't even turn on a black station and get the truth. That's one thing we will tell you, the truth. And then you're too selfish. I went viral, what is that, a million? Hell, it's 30 million in America. There's billions around the world. I didn't go a billion. I didn't go 30 million, but you're not going to turn my radio on because why? I'm in El Islam. Why? Because I'm black. Why? Because I look like you. Why? I grew up like you. Why? Because under likes attract and a like repel. But if I was white talking like this, my God, you wouldn't be able to get on the station. There's a young man. There's a young man that came up with the virus that we all struck with. He learned this last year that this was going to happen. Now he's got over 17 million people. 17 million. He's 17 years old. If he didn't pay, I don't care, they give him a dollar. But he is telling you things and why it happened, why it occurred. This boy is still in high school. Isn't that amazing? He's not even in college. Yes, it's a Caucasian. Communication. Communication is everything. Call this station, you're going to hear a lot of things you never heard before. But some people don't want to learn. They become complacent. That's the far they're going to go, to Wall Street. So white folks may not know what they know that runs Wall Street. But make a little investment and it'll come back. You're a millionaire and you only make $70,000 a year. You'll never get past 100. But you can invest. But here comes the black man. Now he wants to invest. Oh, they stopped you.
It's like the number game. Isn't it amazing? The number game was taken from the black man in the inner city, and they made it nationwide. But everyone that wins that big $400, $700, $800 million, you're not black. That happened. How could that happen when we least were a third of America? How could that happen? Because it is designed that in your neighborhood, we're not going to allow you to win that kind of money. Because with that kind of money, you can help so many African Americans that they don't want you to help them. They tell them when they come in America, brothers and sisters. You came from Providence, is that right, Italian? Yes. Well, we're going to help you. Do not help our slaves. Irishmen, I know you need our help. You're going to be living here. That's the way. We're going to help you, but don't help our slaves. Stay away from them, or we'll cut you off. Then it gets worse. They come in here from all parts of the world, sheikhs, rich sheikhs. The brother told me that one of the richest sheikhs came to his masjid. I said, he did. He said, yes, and I showed him my school. How many children you got? 200. How many people you got coming to the masjid? He said, about 700. African American. I said, yes. I said, well, tell me about him. He said, I drove him to the airport, and he said, why don't you get a better car than this? Why are you driving this raggedy car? I said, but did he leave you any money? Not one nickel. Because even they are taught not to give to the black man. And you thought because you say, As-salamu alaykum, no, y'all go a little further. As-salamu alaykum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And because y'all say that, you think they love you. But they wealthy, brother. They don't share their money. Can't. They'll get cut off. Come and they'll give you free school. And now, what if you, Muhammad, said, I'm a student of Imam, what if you, Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him the highest of paradise? He said, you will never talk to a sheikh. He said, that man will teach you. They give you a detour. They give you one of the least ones to talk to you and teach you how to say what they cannot say. Now, how do you know that, man? Because in other words, Muhammad sat with these sheikhs, the scholars that helped the Quran, there's 30 of them from 30 different countries that put the Quran together every year. There's only seven of them proved the Quran. Isn't that amazing? Seven out of the 30. Now, the Quran could be to their approval. When Imam Warfi Muhammad comes in, he's with the seven. They call him doctor. Oh, I know you say because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No. When it comes to men like that, they want to know your understanding of the Holy Quran. They call him a doctor because they love him. He's gifted. But they gave him a piece of money. I don't know which one of the seven, but they gave him a piece of money. And they gave him $1 million. And gave him $250,000 up front. Oh, was he happy. My God, he was happy. And he came back because they won't give him another $250,000. But they said, Wallet. That's not equal. Play that song. You can't teach them what you're teaching them. Qualified. They will not understand what you're teaching.
because I'm teaching them something wrong. No. But they ain't ready for that. They said, what would you like to do? Do what we tell you to do. We will give you a format that you ought to use. He said, I apologize that I took your money. I got some more money left over. But when I get back home, I'll send you the balance of what I have at home. But I'm a capital M-A-M. You will not change my school of thought. I follow Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I operate from his aswa. That's what I teach my believers. That's a true story. Now, that's on a high level. You birds come in and pay money or get it free, and they teach you how to stay in slavery. They will not give you this understanding. And this is why you can't progress. You can have 2,000. Now, I am not over top of any masjid. But every male is an imam. But when I go and teach Jummah, and I'm called, I don't ask. If you don't call me, I'm not coming. I will never ask you. I was taught that by the Amalat Muhammad. I don't seek the post. And what do I want to be over your 50 people? How about your 100 people? How about your 1,000? How about your 3,000? If I was over 20,000 of you all, that's a big number. 20,000. 5 years ago was 20,000. 5 years from today is 20,000. I will resign. Because El-Islam evolves. It don't come complacent. And none of you have grown to the point that you have united the whole East Coast. But can you unite the whole East Coast as an individual? Hell no. You're selfish. You let them come in here. You let them come in here and put you back into slavery. Matter of fact, you're so in love with them that you dress like them. Now, I don't care if you're from Africa and you're in this country and you want to still dress like Africa, so be it. I don't care if you're from Saudi Arabia and you want to dress like their brothers over there, so be it. But how in the hell you was grown up in America? How in the world your family was here for 5 years? We lost our culture. Yes, we came from Africa. So I heard a brother say, and he meant well. He said, if we have kept the name Belalian, we'll be powerful. And I said to him, said, my brother, there's no insulting you at all, because I see your heart. Belalian was something we wanted to be called because of Belal. But they burnt that out of us. We cannot forget that we're from Africa. Niger is why they couldn't pronounce it. They call it Nigger. Because they couldn't pronounce it. That's why they can't say Mustang. They say Miser. Miser. Those Muslims, they can't roll their tongue. It's okay. But we are from Africa. But our ancestors built this country. Our intellectual mind, our architect and our design, our engineer ability and our science. Man, we built and taught them civilized.
They was uncivilized. So they grasped it and look what it has done for the country. So give me my peace. My ancestors paid the price. And give me my peace. I am American. But you all came over here and changed England to New England. You didn't want to be like the England where you came from. Came over here and changed York. You came from that part of the world, the European world, but it's New York. Now, you can make everything new. So who are we? We are New Africa. We got our own culture. We created our own culture. And that's who we are. You see, brothers and sisters, what you don't understand, that they could not put Christians into slavery. That would have been a conflict of interest. So who was tricked over here? Our families was Muslims in Islam, very highly intelligent. But they didn't want them babies to learn and to grow up and be as intelligent as their parents were. But they had to burn it out. It was designed to rip that baby and send it to other part of the country. You never saw your mother. You never saw your father. They enter into the womb of that black woman so we can come out all different kind of colors. They did it all. They were so diabolical. They used to burn you on the grill after putting you in boiling hot water and eat you after they come out of church. They would read to you what they want you to see, how they saw the Bible, but would not let you read. Now, we come from all of that. We come from all of that. And today we're saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Yes, we are Bilal. We're calling the whole world to prayer because Bilal was a slave. But that didn't stick. But when the Imam Wahdi Muhammad said, we are American and we cannot forget Africa. So we are New Africa. Ah, man, they come over here from Africa. My brothers, they never came to get us. We owe nothing. We love them because we love all humanity, but we owe nothing. They didn't come looking for us. What man on the other side of the world came looking for us? One man. And I have to give credit to Mr. Farrakhan's son, they call him the Supreme Captain. And he said it very profound. See, I quote anyone that says something that moves my spirit. And he said, for that, who most of us thought was God. Why? He did things unbelievable. He took us from being who we were in blind. Oh, man, we come from the mud of civilization. He didn't like that. Barak didn't like that. So he said, I'm going to raise them up and give them Islam. But he knew he couldn't just come and tell us to make sajda. He knew he couldn't tell us to fast. He knew he couldn't tell us anything other than you got to teach them who they are. So this is us, brothers and sisters. So look where we come from, and then you revert back. You got people that don't even look like you, over top of you. You see, I was watching some pictures of my sensei. Now, my sensei, I did a lot for him. But do I look for him to give me accolades? No. But I would give him accolades. The accolades I gave him, he taught me no man could whoop me. I didn't care if you were the black belt. I didn't care if you were 6 feet tall. I knew how to take you out. in 3 seconds. That's why Ali took me around. He knew, Ali knew he was not going to touch Ali. Now, he had men with pistols walking around there. But I was taught that, even though he didn't give me my black belt. He didn't give me my brown belt. I was just an outstanding, advanced green belt. And I was taught no belt above me can beat me. You're green, no brown can beat you. You're brown, no black can beat you. So I got my belt beating 3 senseis. That's how I got my black belt. So my brown belt came from a brother that no one talks about. And my black belt came from Abraham. I have to give him that credit. So I was a black belt around Muhammad Ali. And I had a great love for him. But I was out of the physical, even though I do 5,000 calisthenics a day. Sometimes I do 30. All depends on what we have to do. And I'm in good shape. But I'm not physically, intellectually. I'm going to use what Allah has given me, the Holy Quran. And I'm going to take that book to the world. That's what the Imam told me. Go to humanity. So what I accomplished was the will of Allah. I don't fear anything. When you write, Allah is with you. You're wrong, you're by yourself. But you got to do things right because too many people depend on you. If they depend on you, what the hell are you doing wrong? And I got to thank the females that walked in my life. They had my back. They made sure that I'm going to be right and exact. It wasn't hung up where I'm at, where I'm going to be, who you with now, what you're doing now. That's another stuff. Jealousy was destroy with me. Destroy. You hear me? Destroy. So Islam is right there in the Quran. It's right there in the Bible. Go to Masses. All of this that you see today, it's been there. So I'm going to say to you, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The praise and thanks is for God. We thank Him for the gift and the blessing of a mortal human being, a human being, a human person. Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows of that salute, translation of that salutation to the last prophet, meaning no more is coming, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. We salute him with the excellent salute. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the Prophet and his descendants. As mentioned, he's mentioned in the Injil, he's mentioned in the Gospel, as he's mentioned in the Holy Quran Bible. That is given to us in the Holy Quran. That is given to us in the Quran, brothers and sisters. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We have a problem with not knowing. There's nothing wrong with the Bible. There's something wrong with your understanding of the Bible. Allah didn't allow it to come in existence, that everything in the Bible is no good. And if you find it, that's because that's man. The Bible came from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to quote from the Quran that came
from revelation, extension of the revelation before the Quran has came. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, wa sa'asa wa sa'am, wa sa'asuli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallakallahu alayhi wa sallam, quote from the Holy Quran, extension of the Bible. Now, is something wrong with the Torah? No. Your understanding of the Torah, just like you misconstrued the Bible. I heard the Nawwaf Muhammad say to me, if you don't learn all the revelation, you're not in paradise. Wow. So revelation does not change, brothers and sisters. The Quran did come to clean up a lot of things that they said about him. Not all that other rhetoric. And so I speak to my Christians, my Jews, and I speak to my Islamic brothers to let you know that I didn't get away from what made me who I am. I have to give credit where credit's due. So you got the people of the book. I heard a female says, oh, we can marry the people of the book. People of the book. Says, what kind of book is this? It leaves out nothing, nothing small or big. Well, what was they referring to, brothers and sisters? What book is they referring to? We have to understand the Holy Quran. Yes, you read the Quran, brothers and sisters, but you don't. There's one way to recite it. Now, I just told a sheikh from Philadelphia. No, he's not from Philadelphia. He's from Pennsylvania. Let's say that. A sheikh from Pennsylvania. He got a lot of men on him. I hear him. I talk to him. And I know of him. But I spoke to him just recently. And he knew me. I mean, part of the world know me. People say, oh, I know Murad. That's because I come in their home. If you got ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, that's why everybody knows Muhammad Ali. That's communication. I knew how to communicate. That's why I'm known in 200 foreign countries. I just got off the phone on a major deal. And the men I was speaking to asked me, how do you know Rabbi? I didn't actually say that, but I know they wonder, how do I know this rabbi, this very successful rabbi? And I said, three things teach me to know who he is. One, he told his wife when he landed in Israel, I got to call Murad. So I said, why you got to do that? They do have TV over there. He said, but they don't believe I know you, Murad. I said, they don't. He said, no, I'm going to let you talk to them, but they don't speak English. Murad Muhammad. Murad Muhammad. I said, yes, I'm Murad Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. You know Rabbi. You know Rabbi Ibrahim. I said, yes, he's like my brother. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. They know how to say alhamdulillah. They got the religion for all of us. The Torah was the first book. And when something was bothering his soul, Allah gave it to him. Because he was struggling, trying to figure out why we turning towards Jerusalem. And Allah told him to turn towards the east, the sacred house. Wow. Turn towards the Kaaba. The Jews knew he was special. And Murad, it's hard to convince them that they should not be in poverty. Because she was hurried coming and a female, they wouldn't follow her. They suffered the bounds of suffering. She lost her life trying to help her. Well, there was a prayer that they asked the Rasul the foolishness and nonsense
The Quran doesn't address that. The Quran addressed what the people have a clear way of thinking about. It was clear to them that that book was not the other books. That book was not like the other books. So the people, clear thinking that what God authorized, the Holy Quran has Muhammad. But God ain't said any of that. None of that whatsoever. Isn't that something? We're going to get to this virus. So just bear with me. Everybody know when I say things, I ain't taking no lie. I'm going to paint a picture for you so you don't ever say to me, find out that you married into hell. So we like anything that's physical. But tonight's discussion will be, do we trust in God? Do we trust in God's will? Or do we trust in the powers to be? Because what you're seeing today, you think this is the powers of this, right? But we must trust in Allah. We don't have to tie anything. What we have to do is take a step. Then Allah takes two. Because if you're just sitting around, not trying to help yourself. But it doesn't go before. So let me put it in this way. Allah is after the fact. So if you say, I trust in Allah, but I'm going to make an effort to do what I can, that's good. That's the same way as saying, it's Allah, I'm going to do thus and so. But they want us to say, trust in Allah, but it may not happen from Tyler Campbell. There's nothing in the Quran is physical. So there's no camels and there's nothing physical. You have to have your spirit that's in you. You have to be in tune with that spirit and recognize that Allah is in charge. So I'm trusting him. But he gave me an ability and gave me a gift called brain to try to figure this all out. It's saying, and what God did not say. That's the challenge. And that's why the Quran was written, to clear up what God did not say is what they put in their Bible or their deal. But most of it is just like any other revelation. That's why the Bible is not taboo. The Bible is something you need to read. Because the ministers taught from there. They didn't teach from the Quran. But that was the elevation. The Torah came first. The Bible came second, which we learned to do in Al-Malaysia Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with the Grand Paradise. And then we came to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. So now we're ready for the Quran. It just makes it clear. So Muhammad was a messenger of God that came to clean up what the words said that God said. God says that is a correction. That's what the Quran is. The Quran is a correction of this correction of the book. You had to correct the book. If the book wasn't correction, then you were going with a book that shouldn't be. But that came before. All it was is not difficult. That's why a child can read the Quran. And you don't have to have education. A whole lot of people don't have education to read the Quran. You know, if your heart is right, Allah will give you understanding. And a scholar can, he can recite the Quran. Hafizes can recite the Quran without reading it. But do he comprehend it? Because if you can comprehend it, my God, do we evolve? Everybody want to talk to you because you evolved. Being, but to fulfill what we have to do. The books came before, they had not been fulfilled. Was it true what they were saying? Yes. But it didn't come to fruition, brothers and sisters. Planet Earth. On this planet Earth. To the day of judgment. That's what we are. Our ability is to fulfill the plan that God has for us on this planet Earth. All the way to the day of judgment. Stand and screaming. But one of you stands up and say, hold it, this boat's going to tip. You get on this side, you got to balance the boat. Oh, God's going to kill. No, don't believe in that. Just keep rolling. You roll here to the left, you roll to the right. Let's balance the boat all the way to the shore. And you have to say to yourself, why wasn't he scared? Because you were in trouble, so now you call on God. You think you're going to die. Now you're calling on God. Even calling on God 5 times a day. Every day. Don't talk about the sunnah. You forgot to thank him that you are waking because you take for granted you're supposed to wake. You take for granted you're supposed to breathe that air. You take for granted that your heart's going to pump every day correctly, but you don't eat the right foods, you don't do the right things, and you think that you are not going to get sick to die. Now, brothers and sisters, most of you die for the mercy of God to take you out of your misery. I have a heart attack. I'm doing everything. I think a lot. Because I'm a human being just like you. We lived in 63. That's a lot of years back then. Today, we live to 80, 90, 100. But it's a two-headed sword. You can suffer for 100 years because you did so much hell. Or God can give you 20 more years, more than a normal person, so you can beg him for forgiveness because he will forgive you. He will forgive you. So how is it that we all messed up and we don't talk about what's going to help our internal organs? We worry about toilet tissue. You see, brothers and sisters, the Asians in other parts of the world, they got what they call a debate. You don't need no toilet tissue. The woman can sit on it and a man can stand over and clean his own self. You don't even need toilet tissue. But you don't have that. So, yes, you need toilet tissue. They don't want you to have that in the bathroom. You don't go in no house unless you build your own house and you have a debate. Now, I'm going to tell you about that. I was in England. Let me show you how advanced they are. I was just a young man in England. Ali went out the country to fight Richard Nunn. I think that was his name. Well, be frank with you, I made him think that, yeah, I'm who I am. No, there was no more cars to be rented. There was so many people that flew in. I said, well, don't you gotta give me that Mercedes? That's how I got it. So there were no other cars. All right, everybody thought that, whoa, I was riding a Mercedes anyway. So Ali threw me the keys and said, go stay in my little suite. So I did, rode over there and wasn't in the same hotel as another hotel. And boy, I was amazed, this beautiful suite. So I'm in the suite, me and Baha. We was in the suite together because he went.
And so I went in the bathroom and I said, what is this? So I know what a toilet is, but what is this? I'm looking at it and my head is over there and I turn on the water, shot all in my face. Wow, I jumped and the lady laughed. I said, what are you laughing at? All this water just got me wet. He said, that's for the female. I said, for the female? Yes, and that's how I found out. I started putting it in my home. But this is going to kill you. I go, and I'm laying across the bed, and I hit a button, and the curtains open up. I hit another button, the lights went on. I hit another button, and then the TV came on. I said, my God, we don't have this in America. Technology. So we don't have the date. But here, Paul, you don't even know today. My wife did when she go to the store. She wanted to see if it's natural. You ain't buying nothing with no chemicals on it. So you don't even know what you buy. You don't care. Nobody teaches us that. And so therefore, you're running there getting tall tissues. You're running there getting this. You're going to get that. You're going to get this. And you got to run and get that. And you're buying something to hold for another year. I mean, this is all out of whack. But however, if they teach you how to keep your immune system strong, no. Why are you not running for that? Why did they tell you about vitamin C? A necessity, not a luxury. Don't teach you that. They're not going to teach you that because they want this to happen, even though they're making a great deal of money. All that stuff in the warehouse, they bring it out because you haven't been buying it. So now they got this disease going on. Now you're buying up all the stuff. You ain't never went and bought tortilla like that. You ain't never bought handy wipes with alcohol on it. You never bought this kind of detergent and this bleach and stuff. Oh, boy, it was on the shelf. It's going to sell now. you better get back in your skin and understand Scripture. In the earth, so see, Allah said he's taking care of us on earth. The early days of Scripture, the prophet came to them to help them to address their everyday problem. The prophets, they all came. Also, pointing, they had an idea what the conclusion is. If you go back and read, all this is in Revelation. They're telling us what the conclusion is. And people, seers, teachers, before Prophet Muhammad, they was pointing towards the conclusion of things. God made man. His creature. He put man on earth to be responsible. What are you being responsible of? Are you responsible of your food, clothes, and shelter? What are you responsible of? Are you responsible of educating yourself and educating your children? What are you responsible of? Are you responsible of taking care of his land, his earth? We're earthly people. We have a responsibility. Children. Now, I'm not talking to our Jews or our Christians who never pretty much understand the Holy Quran. The Quran is a seal, brother. You got the seal. See what the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was called by his wife, Aisha. Who is the prophet of God? Your husband. See, we read that small chapter that we read in the Quran. What? We ask Allah for protection for all human beings from Satan. Not just us. We have to ask Allah to protect all human beings from Satan. Could you hate any human being? Why, we don't hate the Ku Klux Klan. But you can't do nothing to harm us, and we'll fight like hell against those who fight against us. But if you chose to be a pea brain and think you better, that's your prerogative. Just stay in your place. We ain't trying to change you. We don't have the right to change you. The right to produce our character. But how is anybody going to follow a person that don't even know his own culture? While we got our kids dressing like they from Turkey and never been to Turkey in their life. That's like they from Saudi Arabia and never been to Saudi Arabia unless they went to Hajj. That don't make it a culture. You went to Saudi Arabia, so you want to dress like them in Saudi Arabia. But in Saudi Arabia, they make...
We can't conceive that. My brother gave me a kufi. I love him. Because he's the man that called me to come and teach their children. And what shocked me, that the brother gonna be a long prayer. Took two short prayers. One was lost. And I walked over to him and I said, "You remind me of a martial artist." He smiled, but he looked at me wondering what I was thinking. I said, "You remind me of a martial artist because when you taught how to kill a man with one finger, you don't want to fight. But you go in the zone, might kill that man because he said something wrong. Because my ability." And then if one challenge here, you might use kata number one. Why would I destroy that guy and I use kata number seven? Because I know I'm dealing with a pea brain. I can't let him hurt me, but I'm not going to hurt him that bad. That's a martial artist. Very humble. Well, that's knowledge, brother. Let them know that you are now down there with them. Because when you're doing Juma, that's the office of the prophet. How could you represent the prophet in the Arabic? How could you represent the prophet that you are a thief? How could you represent the prophet you're not transparent? How can you represent the prophet, but you don't come to the community and show them what you need? What do we have? And who's here qualified to lead the war? Oh, that's not the prophet. Who here qualified to lead us in this battle? He is in the same hole that you was in when you started. Y'all call it a hole. Y'all call it a masjid. Now some change, they call it Islamic Center. There's something wrong, brothers and sisters. So you got time to think. Come willingly or come by force. I have been preaching and we will come together. We can shut America down. 30 million. We got to start small. If 1 million of us, let's move as one. Off at one. I ain't turning my electrician off at one. I go to the movie. I go to that play. You know, Beyonce is singing, man. I gotta go there. Who's singing now? What play are you going to now? What football game? What basketball game are you going to be? Oh, man, it's all shut down. Come Willie or come my force. You got men that say, "La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah," work for Satan. But they don't know they work for Satan. Where you come with that one, right? Well, if you read the Quran, Allah will give you the understanding. Will give you the understanding that the jinn was given the permission to deceive you
to prove to him, Lord, that we are not qualified. Okay, you got that. You got Satan. You got Israel. You got it. But what about the angels? The angels do the will of God without being conscious. I use that phrase because they don't have our intellect. To be, do nothing but the will of God. That's all they do, nothing else. But they don't know the end. So we do the will of God and don't know controlling us. So here is a man with a great name. Oh, his father will slap him, he'd come back. Wants to sue his own brothers and sisters and take them to court. There is no court. The court is shut down. What are you going to use now? There's no court, brothers and sisters. That judge ain't coming out. That jury is not coming out. That prosecutor is not coming out. Ah, where are you now? Lost your whole family. You lost your whole community. You have turned yourself over to Satan. And you, brother, I hear you. You sound like Satan. That ego, he got you. That's how he gets you, because that ego, that's the only thing you have. You have nothing else but just to talk, 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 but can't produce nothing, nothing, nothing. I asked you, well, the Muhammad, I said, 39. Do they know this Arab, Quran, Arabic, but there's no progress? He said they're showing off. They want you to believe that they got it, but they don't. Because you can't learn God's words and not evolve. You got to evolve from where you're at to another level. Now, you've been on the job a long time. Time to get up. Did we leave for our children? If you don't bring these children in, and teach them so they can carry this on. Why, brother, you just curse your children. Because they won't have nobody here to teach them. Because you didn't want them. You were so selfish in your heart that you didn't want the children to come and be all they can be. Because those are the ones that want something out of life. They're not going for a dressing like that. They're not going for no dictatorship. They're not going for what you just hung up on. Well, I got a few minutes. Now, I just want to clear something up here. That then took us back to paganism. And grandchildren, if they're following, mothers won't teach them. They can play this when they get 12 or 15. I said to the sheikh, I said, I know you, brother. And you read the Quran. But tell me why it's not being taught the phrase, As-salamu alaykum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. For if you read all in that Quran, anytime Allah used that, it's for the Prophet. And if you really know the Arabic and you write it, that little E represents singular when it's spoken. As-salamu alaykum rahmatullah. It's for the angel on your right and the angel on your left. So you belittle as-salamu alaykum. That is powerful. But you don't teach it. Oh, I said it. That's who I am. That's who I am. Nothing. This is intellectual. I said, then you say that who's a Muslim and who is not. Who the hell are you? everything God's creationism must do. Get it right. Or as you say, he's a Christian. Well, that's his religion. And Allah says that there's no burden on them if they believe in one God in the hereafter. So that means we don't even push the prophet on them. They have to grow to learn that. People are going to be a part of that. So religion doesn't stop them from getting to paradise, because in their heart it says Allahu Akbar. Man taught them that. And Allah said, I raise a few up and go back and teach the other. But they may learn it better than you, but you're not teaching them because you don't walk amongst them. You was taught Christian. You was taught dope dealer. You was taught pimp. You was taught drug dealer, drug addict, prostitution, alcoholic, being a thug. You was taught. But you don't want to teach them. And this myth about give me your right hand, your left hand, there you go again. That's how I know how intelligent one is. Oh, brother, I don't want to shake your left hand. You smack him. Allah made a mistake and gave me a wrong hand. And you really believe it's a left or a right? No, we named it. We have a right to name anything. We'll name you. I see our brothers over there. Yeah, you mean our brother Shahid? Yeah, you see his eye look dead, right? Yeah, we're going to call him Dead Eye. You see that boy's head over there? Ooh, Akbar, yeah, he got a big head, don't he? Call him Big Head, Hammerhead. We name everybody. We named it when we were Christians in the inner city, growing up. Hammerhead, Rat Lift, because he looked like a rat. Lefty, because he had a left hand. We name everything. We name the angel. Tell them, Adam, their name. We name everybody. But we are going backwards because someone come here, and here we got this Ramadan Mubarak. Pardon me. Put that aside. There is Ramadan Mubarak. But there's no Juma Mubarak. Where we get that one? They come in here and you hear it sounds good, so you use it. But you don't have no comprehension of it. None whatsoever. None. And so I got to sit around that stupidity. Now, I'm not going to mention his name, but every time we would come to the meeting, there would be about 30 of us. And his brother decides he got a big, large masjid, but he's thicker on his deeds. Now, I got tired of it. 33 spicy out. I said, "Dirty man." He said, "Yes." I said, "Where are you from?" He told me. I said, "Are you the imam over there?" I said, "You know why?" He hesitated. I said, "You ain't qualified. Over here, you are imam." I said, "Do you know that the bees came from Christianity?" He looked at me. I said, "Allah don't need man's material substance to dhikr Allahu Akbar." You know what those five fingers represent? And I don't have time to go into all of them. I said, "But that thumb, one that rules all through life. Thumbs up, thumbs down. It rules. But that's the fifth one. That's your five senses dickering. And Allah only needs three fingers, not 99 attributes, 33 times. But after you dicker, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allah, Akbar, 33 times, 99, what makes the 100? You got to make a decision, live or die. I don't need man. I don't need nothing from man's material when I'm dickering Allah to Allah. But Allah don't. So what makes my right hand different than my left? Allah
you hear people say it, somebody's right, because you're stuck on stupid, or you're trying to get your understanding, that Allah is saying, my two hands. Allah didn't say that. That was the writer, because he thought she was not intelligent enough to figure out. Allah has no hands, brother. I've heard men say, I will see the hands of Allah on the final day of judgment. I said, oh, my God.
Who taught him? He goes all over the world. I don't know what he do that for. He got his whole family all messed up. And they don't understand if Allah is too controlled. Allah has no hand. His mercy is his too controlled. And I'm like, man, Elohim, you got it? So why are you moving to my right and not my left? Oh, brother, you have to come into this masala with your right foot. And they playing Russian roulette. How are you going to, what foot to go in first? If you put the left first, you might die. That's paganism. No, is your right conscious, your right understanding, your righteous morals, your righteous decency. That's what you come to the masala with. It has nothing to do with your hands or your feet. Isn't that amazing? We don't understand why we do what we do. We just do it. And we got a new thing. We're going to tell who can pray and who cannot pray. For Allah says in the Quran, I hear all my receptions. So that means anybody praying, if the devil prayed, Allah will hear. Now, who are you to stop them because they didn't come up under you? Then you got the women leading the janazas and say some of the most dumbest things I ever heard of. And they want to bring up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I made a dua for her because somebody's going to smack the hell out of her. These sisters don't play. They just never heard it. You can't talk about a man that cleaned them up, gave them beautiful children, a beautiful husband that takes care of them. Their money is their money, and their money is their money. A man that provides for them. A man that's upright, a man that goes to prayer. How are you going to talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? His Sirat is one of the top imams in the country. They love him. And he said, it was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that cleaned me up. And his son is the first time I ever heard Arabic. I said, I got to learn that. And he said, man, Wallace E. Muhammad is the only man in America that brought millions, he didn't say thousands, millions to the Sunni of the Prophet Muhammad. He said, I am one of them. Yes, sir, I am too. I am one of them. You can't come to prayer dirty. You cannot. You got to make your wudu. It's a ritual, but it puts you in a state of mind. Now it's time to go to prayer. Well, that was the online Muhammad. That's why he couldn't teach us for 43 years. We were dirty, we were filthy. And you got formal dope dealers, the men that didn't care about the next man so he can have money for himself, a man that didn't care about that baby coming out to be a crack baby, that man that was spineless in his understanding, went down to the animal kingdom and crawled with the animals. Oh, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't teach us the Sunnah, so I don't respect them. All those weak. You see, we know because we grew up with them. We know who's who was what, men do nothing. Spineless individuals. And most of them leave now. Yes. And that's why you can't go nowhere. So I said to you, man, I said, brother, man, but this is hurting our community. He said, if they sat under that stupidity, they get just what they deserve. Nothing. Zero. Wake up, brothers and sisters. And yes, This is God's will around the whole world. The whole world is shut down. Ain't no man can do that. There's no disease can do that. Trust in your Lord. Make your dua. Yes, wash your hands. Tell you not to. Don't take your, I always carry hand wraps because I wash my hand. My mama taught me that. I wash my hand. I don't even touch my wife unless my hands are washed. My nails are clean. I got a nail brush. But take your, when you get in your car, just take out a white rag and wipe it on your steering wheel. You say, where did this dirt come from? That's what you put in your mouth. That's what you put, but yet you ain't got a disease. I used to hear my mom used to say, God helps dummies and babies, or babies and dummies. Oh, if you knew what they fed us, man, calling her loud, you would faint. You knew what they cook in their kitchen and give it to us, you would faint. You know the animals that they claim they slaughtered was all sick animals that take them into the Islamic community in the ghetto and they eat them. Now, my children ask me a question, and I'm going to get off this. Dad, you asked us, why do we pray over our food? I said, yes. They said, we do that to thank God for giving us our food. I said, no, I did that. I went to work and got it. They looked at me and said, well, why are we praying? Because it could be poison. You'd be prized of the poison that went in our system. And we alive in Allah, Bismillah. I mean, you can say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, but Bismillah is enough. Go eat. Allah will save you and clean it and make it clear and make it good for you and divide all the proteins and the nourishing and the iron and everything that's supposed to go to the natural way, or everything else will come out the other way. I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt you, that's not my intention. But if I say anything incorrectly, I'm human, I make mistakes, but I believe you got it. If I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, outfit in the nature in which you was created, stand up in your obedience. Stand up in your consciousness. Stand up in your taqwa. No one give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorify his name. I greet you from our father, our biological father, Adam, who we don't even talk about. We don't make salat. We don't even tell him. He is tight. And I greet you from Abraham, the father of all nations and all nationalities of the intellectual mind, our father, Abraham. To our brother Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. We love Jesus. May Allah be pleased from Grand Paradise. To Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the Prophet. The seal of the Prophet. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companions. From the error of your word, from the Holy Quran, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow, inshallah, and Lion Bay, man. Lion Bay will be on for 7 to 8. And after hearing our beautiful sister, Marsha Muhammad. And before tuning in, may Allah be with you. Peace and love.